Joining us now is Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, big news today is that Brett Bielema is leaving Wisconsin to be named the next head coach at the University of Arkansas. Your thoughts?
Everybody here is stunned. Nobody saw this coming, even the people who are closest to Bielema. It was totally out of the blue. There's a lot of jaws on the floor right now just being picked up. It really happened quickly and really came out of the blue for the people even closest to Bielema.
Now, he was in New York yesterday at the National Football Foundation Awards. That banquet is tonight, it is my understanding. Do you think that he and Jeff had a quick conversation yesterday?
Yeah, it must have been. That was my understanding, is he was supposed to, I was told the same thing, that he was supposed to be at that dinner. Now, I don't have that confirmed that he went or not, that he was actually there. But it seemed like it came together really quickly, and, you know, like I said, out of the blue, you know, just within the span of the last day or two is what I've been able to learn.
And, Tom, we understand that there are a lot of moving parts going on right now, and I know you've got a job to do, too, there with the Wisconsin State Journal, so we appreciate you joining us very quickly. Has anybody been able to talk to the athletic director there, Barry Alvarez, and gotten his response?
No, he's in New York as well.
Okay.
And we have messages in, but he's not got back to us yet.
What is Arkansas getting in its next head coach in Brett Bielema?
Well, he's a pretty energetic guy. He's still fairly young. You know, when he was hired at Wisconsin, he was the second youngest coach in Division 1A at the time. A lot of enthusiasm, pretty good recruiter. I think he's grown a lot in the job. I think maybe that's the best thing. You know, and I do think he needed to grow in the job. But as 7 years as a head coach, I think he's gotten better. He's gotten better at hiring assistants. He still had a big miss with an offensive line coach, Mike Markison, that he brought in, a name that I'm sure is familiar down there.
Yeah, former Arkansas offensive line coach.
Yeah, that did not work well at all, and he was fired after two games this year. So I guess you give him credit for being decisive and realizing the mistake he made and rectifying it, and that was one of the big decisions that kind of got them turned around and back in the Rose Bowl. But he's had an incredible amount of success, and he's hired pretty good coaches. I think he needs to have a strong staff to be successful, and I think that'll be a key, too, is who he puts together with his staff.
And like you said, three straight Rose Bowls. Was this the last year of his contract, or as far as his details of his contract, you know, was there a buyout, or how many years left did he have on his contract?
He's got a five-year rollover, and every year they add on another year, so there's always 5 years on it. And he does have I don't have the contract in front of me. I have it somewhere. I'm not sure what the buyout. So he definitely has I don't think it's an outrageous amount, but I'm sure it's fairly standard. I think he was making around, off the top of my head, $2.6 million, something like that. You know, my early take on it is, you know, three straight Big Ten titles, I wonder if he just felt maxed out here at Wisconsin. You know, he told people close to him as recently as last summer he was committed to Madison because there were rumors of him going elsewhere after last season. And that's why this caught a lot of people that I've been able to contact so far by surprise.
Tom, do you think that what he was able to do there in Madison will work in the SEC?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a different conference, as we know, compared to the Big Ten. And, you know, he's got a really good record, and he deserves credit. You know, going to three straight Rose Bowls, I think, speaks for itself. He inherited a program that was in pretty good shape, obviously, and was built up by Barry Alvarez. There were some fans frustrated that he didn't win at the Rose Bowl, but he also had a really tough matchup last year against Oregon. So, we'll see. It's all about recruiting, and I do think that's a strength of his. I think he's a pretty good recruiter, so I think that'll be important. But that, you know, I give him credit for his record, but the Big Ten's also been down in the last couple of years, and I think he's taken advantage of that, and they have not always played the toughest non-conference schedule. So I think you can pick apart his record a little bit on those aspects.
Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal joins us on Overtime. Brett Bielema set to be named the next head coach of the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. Tom, where does Barry Alvarez and Wisconsin go from here?
Well, they have a guy, Paul Christ, who was the offensive coordinator here and left and went to Pitt a year ago, and he's a favorite son, and a lot of people thought he, honestly, between him and Bielema, a lot of people like Christ just as a guy who grew up in the state and played at Wisconsin, and I'm sure they're going to go hard after him, and he still has some ties here. I think it would be hard in some respects for him to leave Pitt after just 1 year. But there was a lot of people in this state very sorry to see Paul Christ go, and I know there will be a full frontal assault made to try to bring him, the favorite son, back to Madison.
Tom, I know you're very busy. Matt and I appreciate you joining us, and thanks so much for your time. And if we need to, let's talk again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.